Yeah, that's one of the things I thought was interesting. It was like an American take on cops over there. You know?
Yeah. That's kind of, sorry, I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
No, that's exactly it. Basically, the kind of the film is kind of like a have your cake and eat it thing, because on one hand, the whole point of it is to kind of examine, in a way, it's like having two things. It's like sort of like, it's like, this is why you don't make cop films like this in the UK.
Right.
Because, like, there's not that much crime in the country. You know, the cops kind of don't really have guns. They're kind of wearing sweaters. They have funny hats. However, you know, and then kind of like the second half kind of like, you know, does everything that we set out to disprove, you know.
Right. You guys want to go ahead? I was just going to ask
if there was a point where you had to go back and, you know, redo some scenes that because they might have made too much fun. Because I love the fact that there's a fine line that you flirt with both sides of being really good movie and then still being a spoof.
Well, we never like to use the word spoof for starters, actually. That's one thing that we kind of always, you know, kind of shy away from a little bit. Not that it's not funny, and not that it's not, or trying to be funny, rather. Not that it's not trying to be funny, not that it's not riffing on
all
things.
All the spoofs are bad.
All the spoofs are bad. It's more that kind of spoofs inherently are kind of about ridicule, and most kind of spoofs like are about kind of the ridiculing of something, or the satirizing of it. And what kind of I think we do is it's more like kind of affectionate than that. It's more of a tribute to that genre.
Mm-hmm.
So and a lot of the jokes in Hot Fuzz particularly come from the incongruity of the setting. You know, that it's kind of just ridiculous to see this amount of overblown nonsense in this place. So so we don't really like to use the word spoof, and we in that sense, hopefully we're doing something different from what say Epic Movie or Scary Movie is doing. In terms of, we didn't really reshoot anything to make, I don't know, like, sort of, anytime you do any additional filming, and we did a couple of bits, it's just to make scenes better that, usually that just, were written like that, but then for whatever reason on the day, like, it was raining, or like you ran out of time, like, don't work as well as you'd like them to. And so, we did maybe like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 days of, like, new stuff, but it's mostly just kind of to amp up stuff that we already had. Like, we already, like, sort of, for instance, the scene with the kind of the granny kicking was okay, but it wasn't brilliant, and we had to go back and get just one more shot of a foot going into her face to seal the deal, which is what we did.
It's almost half a second as well.
Yeah, it's really just, like, sort of, like, it's amazing, like, what kind of, like, sort of, you know, like, 16 frames can change to a joke.
Right.
It, not that it was okay before, and then, like, you get a new shot of, like, like that, and then it's like, bingo, done. Right.
Also, we're kind of, Edgar and myself as the writers, we're both from the area where we set the film. Edgar is actually from the very town where we shot the film. I'm from the same sort of area of the country, the West Country. And so we felt like, you know, the people who are the best, you know, because we're from there, we felt we could satirize it as much as we liked, do you know what I mean, in terms of the, you know, the condition of living in the countryside. So we never really felt like we were going overboard with it, you know, because we knew it so well, we knew the environment so well, and we are from there, you know. It's like we were just saying the other one about how, you know, the best Jewish jokes are always told by Jewish people, and if they're not, they're racist. Do you know what I mean? Because you have to understand the condition of being that person in order to make fun of it, you know. So
I wish you could have explained that to Mel Gibson a long time ago.
I don't think he was making a joke.
Right.
The amount of, like, celebrity that you guys have, it's somewhere between, like, you know, like, cult status and, like, huge, like, you know, do you guys like that level of celebrity? Like, you do get recognized on the street, I'm sure, or whatever, but, like, do you kind of like the level that it's at? Would you like to maintain that, or would you guys like to do, like, Lethal Weapon 18?
I think it's nice. I think, you know, the whole celebrity issue is a minefield, and I think it can, you know, it's just not what it's about, and it's somehow now it's become it seems to be an end to which people want to skip the means now, and it's actually can be quite sort of, I'm sure for some people it's rather unpleasant, you know, to be known so much that you can't go anywhere.
Sure.
But everyone that seems to know us knows why, so people, you know, they'll come up and they're always very nice, and our sort of, we've been very blessed, I think, with the people that appreciate our stuff, and I think it's because we're exactly the same as the people that like our stuff, because we're kind of fan people, and we love you know, we're big fans of movies, and if we see Bruce Campbell walking down the street, we'll go, oh my God, Bruce Campbell, and we want to go and speak to him. And you know, if someone does
I
that
saw Kathleen Turner in the lift, and I'm excited.
You?
Yeah.
Did you?
Wow. Fucking Jessica Rabbit in the lift. Did you see her?
That's incredible. So we understand that, but as silly as it is for us to see someone kind of geek out over us, because
right.
they're kind of like, come on, it's
me.
Yeah. It's me. But you completely understand why you might do that. And so that's nice. And we have had a real nice, you know, like last night. You saw it last night. It's
yeah.
It's about the work, I guess, and just keeping your head down in between.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Does that level also allow you guys to, like, basically do whatever the hell you want, like work on whatever projects you want? Because I think that if you were bigger, do you think that you'd have projects kind of more forced on you?
No, but it doesn't necessarily give you kind of like a free pass, because like if you're trying to do something ambitious, you will have kind of the, you know, no matter kind of what kind of reception you kind of get, like you're sort of the, you know, it's a sort of the flip side of the coin in terms of that they'll, you know, if you're asking for more money for something, they'll still tell you like, well, you know, Shaun of the Dead didn't do that well in Albania. You think,
ah,
man.
Right.
But Hot Fuzz has been massive in Albania. They got bonkers for it.
So now they can sort of like, they can, you know, like the sort of the money men can make you feel small when they want you to, you know, when they want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We're almost done.
Last leaving? Question. Maybe. I don't know. So, what advice would you give to college students, right, about like kind of pursuing your dreams going forward, doing the things that you like? Because, being given both movies, it does have a lot of influence on your own interests, and it, like you were saying with Hot Fuzz, from part of where, you know, you guys grew up and whatnot. So what kind of advice would you give?
I'd say drop out and go and live in Jamaica.
Plan B.
Yeah.
Or plan B.
Plan B.
Keep going.
I think be single-minded, and you know, these days it's slightly more of an open playing field in that, you know, video cameras aren't that expensive. YouTube is a great resource for mounting your own stuff, and usually if something is pretty good, people get to hear about it. And you even get now, you know, there are YouTube celebrities that are evolving now from people who are putting good stuff up there. Also, you know, just keep at it. I mean, that's the way is know that you're going to succeed and by any means do so. You know, it's people do drop away because they get disheartened or whatever. The trick is not to get disheartened.
I don't think there's a time limit on it either. Do you know what I mean? I certainly in Britain 20 years ago, if you weren't in a job which you were going to be in for the next 30 years, you were considered a failure. And I don't think that's the case now. You know, you can do a, you know, you can dabble and no, I didn't start acting until I was 28. But it's, you know, there's always time. It's changed now, so you know, you don't have to be married and have a job by the time you're 20. It's, you know, there's opportunity throughout your life now. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. My last question is one that we ask everybody. It has nothing to do with anything we've talked about.
Go on.
The question is: do dogs have lips?
Do dogs have lips?
That's an addendum. I'm going to say yes.
Can dogs look up?
I know that, and that's when I saw Shaun of the Dead. I was like,
yeah.
Weird way.
They do have lips, yeah. They have, because I remember.
Are they chops though?
Oh Christ, now you've done it.
That's what fucking fuck me.
I'm going to say yes, because I think I have kissed a dog in my time.
Well, I have too, but.
But do they kiss you with lips?
Are we talking?
They lick you.
They, but it's that little lovely kind of velvety black kind of.
That could be classed as a chop.
I'm going to say yes, but they don't use them in the same articulatory function as we do.
I'm going to say yes. Why not?
And they can look up. Don't say no.
They can look up.